This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number if you want to reach us. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we'd love to hear from you. And if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you as well. 844-236-6010. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Nikki Snazell. Of the Pain Relief Clinic painreliefclinic.co.uk. She's in the UK, is a physiotherapist. She's been on the program before, and she is going to talk about her book, The Four Keys of Health, among other books. She's got several books, and she's also an expert in opioid addiction and using alternative treatments to help treat chronic pain. We'll talk to Nikki Snazell at the bottom of the hour and take your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a longevity business, now is a golden opportunity to start a home-based business. Longevity checks are booming. As you can imagine, everybody wants to nutritionally supplement. Everybody wants to understand about nutritional supplementation. Nutritional supplements are hard to find. Longevity's got all kinds of immune-boosting nutritional supplements. You can become an expert in immune-boosting. You can become an expert in how to use nutritional supplementation, because that's what longevity is about. It's about making experts. It's about building an army of experts, an army of people who understand how nutrition can help change people's lives. And fundamentally, it can. All the stuff that's going on today in politics and COVID and coronavirus, when was the last time you heard about, from the CDC or from the medical, mainstream medical model, when was the last time you heard them say, we should be supplementing, you should be making sure you take your vitamin C and your zinc. We got to make sure everybody has vitamin C and zinc. When was the last time? Never. They're never going to say that. That's the paradigm of using nutrition to take care of the body, the paradigm, the mindset of using things that are in our lives inherently, like food and exercise and breathing and supplementation, at least for now. The power of using these ideas, the mindset, the power of this mindset is something that has not crossed the minds of the general public. It has not entered into the reality of the general public. It has not entered into the reality of the mainstream. It has not entered into the reality of the mainstream media or the mainstream mainstream medical model. How we take care of our bodies in a mainstream kind of fashion, not the people listening to this program, but your neighbors, is mired in a world of allopathy. It's stuck in a world where the enemy is outside and we defend ourselves against the enemy. It's stuck in a world of enemies and survival and fear. And this is the problem with how we live our lives. And unfortunately, there's a lot more of them than there are of us. However, there is a phenomenon called the 100th monkey phenomena, which means that you don't have to have everybody bought in, but you can reach a critical threshold or a critical mass. And once you reach that critical threshold or critical mass, everybody changes, or at least the masses, the majority change. And that's what this program is about, and that's what alternative media is about, and that's what, and not all alternative media, by the way, because it's a jungle out there, and you got to critically think. I did my moment of truth today on critical thinking, and that's what critical thinking is about. Critical thinking, the idea that we have to analyze where our facts come from, is a way to inoculate against mind viruses. We have a virus, and we have a mind virus. The big problem is the mind virus. You inoculate yourself against the mind virus by critically thinking, by asking questions. You have to ask questions. You have to live your life scientifically. You will not have an effective, successful, content, actualized life if you do not question. And in a way, the human population is complicit in what is going on today. We're complicit in the virus. We're complicit in the response to the virus. We're diseased. That is, literally, we're diseased. We're out of ease. Something must be done. We have to do something. That's the cry of the something must be done cry is what allows fascism, dictatorship, control, the hegemony of the institution over the individual. Something must be done. That's the cry of the domesticated. Something must be done. Something must be done by the rulers, by the power structure. That's the disease. The disease is the disease of fear, and something must be done. We must survive. We're in survival mode. We are in survival mode. That's the problem. The problem is we're in survival mode, but we're in survival mode not for anything real. We're in survival mode for something illusory. And illusory diseases are never-ending. The virus is invisible. It can come any time because you can't see it. It's invisible. The real disease is not the virus. The real disease is the fear of the virus. It's fear. The real disease is fear, as in FDR. The only fear we need to fear is fear itself. That's the disease. That's the disease equals fear. Fear, the only disease, the only fear is called fear. That's the disease. The disease is not the virus. The disease is fear, literally. Dis-ease. Fear is dis-ease, literally. That's the disease. The fear takes us into survival mode, which is the reptilian brain. The brain's got three parts. You guys probably all know this. It's called a triune brain. You've got a prefrontal cortex, which is where you make good choices and good decisions, and you're empathic and connect with people, and you use your intuition. That's the front of the brain. That's what makes us human. Then you have a middle brain, an emotional brain, that shows for anger and pleasure and temperature control and hormones. That's the middle part of your brain. And then you have your survival brain. That's the triune brain. Middle brain, the reptilian brain, the middle brain, and the higher brain. Fear takes us into the reptilian brain, away from the higher brain. It takes us away from our rational, intelligent, choice-making center. It takes us away from being creative. It takes us away from all the things we love about life. That's what fear redirects all the energy from all the things the part of the brain that controls all the things we love about life to the part of the brain that's reptilian. Literally, it's called the reptilian brain. It takes us out of philosophical thinking. Philosophical, the word philosophy means love of wisdom. Love of wisdom is considered an indulgence to the reptilian brain. Philosophical thinking, being philosophical about your life, loving wisdom. Loving the idea of living your life in a wise way, that's considered a luxury. Politicians who appeal to the reptilian brain, politicians who appeal to the voters from a reptilian brain mindset, you know any of those guys? They're always going to make fun of intellectuals. if you've ever tried to talk philosophically to someone who's operating from a reptilian point of view, it's not going to work. You're just going to get them mad, and they're going to think you're crazy. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. What say you? We'll take your calls in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right. right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to Nikki Snazell about chronic pain and alternative strategies for dealing with chronic pain at the bottom of the hour, and we'll take your phone calls, 844-236-6010. This segment, if you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to start a business, start a longevity business, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up right off the website as well as purchase products. You can also call 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. If you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com. And I think we got some Mother's Day specials going this week. Go till Mother's Day is coming up on the 10th, so we'll go this week until the 10th with our Mother's Day specials at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. This is from the British Medical Journal. 1953, Sir Robert Hutchison says, from inability to let well alone, from too much zeal for the new and contempt for what is old, from putting knowledge before wisdom, science before art, and cleverness before common sense, from treating patients as cases, and from making the cure of the disease more grievous than the endurance of the same, good Lord, deliver us. He's talking about the medical model. Science before art and cleverness before common sense, from treating patients as cases and from making the cure of the disease more grievous than the endurance. What's going on today with shutting down the world is classic modern medicine, where the cure is worse than the disease, where the medicine is worse than the malady. It is totally, totally classic, and it's because we operate from a place of fear. And we operate from a place of weakness. We have not taken on our humanness. What makes us human is our individuality, our creativity. What makes us human is our openness to new ideas, to learning. When you're in the reptilian brain, none of that happens. This is a fear disease, and that's what the cure for the fear disease is, to be philosophical. That's why I did my Moment of Truth on it. By the way, if you want to check our Moment of Truths out, go to our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Thank you, Nasima, for setting that one up. That's got not just Moments of Truth. It's got the radio, it's got the Bright Side program up there as well. So if you miss a program, if you miss a day, you can listen to it again. And also we post regularly, and we encourage posts from you. And we probably should do some Facebook Lives. I've been meaning to. I haven't gotten a chance to do that. All right. Let's see. I hate to keep talking about this, but it's in the news and it's really important. So I'm just going to say one thing. Can't even find it. So, what do you think the world is going to look like when all of this, when we go back to work? Think it's going to go back to normal? No, it's not going to go back to normal. Do you know McDonald's is now designing new McDonald's prototypes with social distancing built into them? Social distancing will be built into architecture. There'll be arrows on the sidewalks. Get used to seeing arrows on the sidewalks and other markers that will encourage you to keep your social distancing. You will be waiting in your car for your deliveries from pizza and Red Lobster and other places. You're going to have churches that will be having services and shifts. I don't know how they're going to do the baseball games and or the sports games. I have no idea that's going to happen. Maybe they'll just have they'll only be allowed a certain amount of people in a stadium or in a concert. I'm not sure how that'll happen, but you can expect to see something with large crowds. This is not moving in a very nice direction, but it's because we're all scared. Okay, I don't want to talk about some good stuff here. Because the human body is still an amazing, amazing system. And if we can figure out how to build our immune systems, a big part of this problem is we don't understand our bodies. We don't understand biology. We don't understand science. There's so much amazing stuff in the human body. When you start to dig deep into it, you start to see the healing. The ability we have to heal is the physical correlate, the physical analog of the ability we have to create. The ability we have to make things new. To heal is to make things new, and to create is to make things new. The ability we have to make things new again is
untapped and unrealized by most and unacknowledged by most, and for good reason. We've been dumbed down. We've been domesticated. We've been trained to be dependent. Learned helplessness. All right. This is from the journal Nature. Parkinson's is partly an autoimmune disease. Researchers have found the first direct evidence that autoimmunity, in which the immune system attacks the body's own tissue, plays a role in Parkinson's disease. Now, it doesn't matter if it's autoimmunity. That doesn't really matter. What matters is this, when you have Parkinson's and we have neurological health issues, you have something attacking the nerves. The nerves are somehow breaking down. Now, that attack can be self-attack, like autoimmunity, or that attack can be from toxicity, from the digestive system. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you're dealing with any neurological issue, job number one is to work on the toxicity that's entering into the bloodstream. Now, there's toxicity in our world. That's true. There's toxicity in most of our mouths, just mercury. And mercury, by the way, is one of the most neurotoxic substances there is. Maybe the most neurotoxic substance there is, but it's pretty darn neurotoxic. And many of us have it leaking out of our mouths into our bloodstream. So I'm not saying that it's always 100% going to be food. Nonetheless, food is huge, and the digestive system is huge. And you can have tremendous impact and tremendous leverage especially if you have a neurological issue. You can have tremendous benefit by working on the digestive system. Now, autoimmunity, it turns out, is also a digestive food and digestive issue, which we talk about on this program all the time because it makes biological sense, if you understand the basics of the body, how everything gets into the bloodstream. But the mainstream does not recognize still the link between food and autoimmunity. So regardless of whether you think there's an autoimmune connection, or regardless of whether you think that it's just degeneration or whatever it is, work on the gut and you'll get better. Use probiotics and you'll get better. Use digestive strategies. Probiotics are a little tricky, by the way. So you got to juggle, you got to play around with the dose, you got to play around with the brand. But nonetheless, if you work on the intestinal flora, on the bacterial flora, you avoid eating foods that are problematic, and that includes sugar, by the way, and all processed foods, your neurological symptoms will improve, and they'll improve quickly. One of the greatest things about neurological symptoms is they improve quickly. Unless you have major degeneration that's been ignored for a long period of time, you're going to notice results quickly with neurological problems. The brain, especially if you start putting nutrients into the body when nutrients have not been in the body. If you know anybody who has dementia, give them some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Almost in front of your eyes, you will see them start to improve. Their thinking and their cognition starting to improve almost in front of your eyes. Give it to somebody who's never supplemented before, who's feeling sick and frail. It's crazy. What happens with the body, and especially the brain, because the brain takes in so much nutrition, is you get results quickly when you're in deficiency states. I saw this YouTube video I've talked about before, where they give a guy glutathione, which is very important for the nervous system, injections of glutathione, and in a minute, one YouTube video to the next, in 1 minute, he's gone from doing a Parkinson's walk to doing a walk like a normal person. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, Nikki Snizel, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump heading to Baltimore shortly to take part in a Memorial Day ceremony there over the objections of that city's Democratic mayor. Baltimore is still on lockdown because of the coronavirus, and Mayor Jack Young said in a tweet yesterday that the president should stay home, saying a presidential visit sends the wrong message. The president, though, saying he's not changing his plans, and he and the First Lady will be there as scheduled. Millions of Americans have been venturing out over this Memorial Day weekend in some of the biggest crowds seen since the start of the virus pandemic. In Ocean City, Maryland, this family from New Jersey said they just simply had to get out and go to the beach.
We just wanted to get away, have the kids have some fun, and not have this ruin such a big holiday. We just wanted to get away from Jersey.
This is USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
As we told you earlier, lots of people have been turning out to attractions and beaches and boardwalks again as restrictions have been loosened despite the ongoing pandemic. But USA Radio's Wendy King reports a former government official says things need to go slowly.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the coronavirus is not yet safely contained. He says on CBS's Face the Nation, people must be willing to make major changes in their lives.
We need to define a new normal. So when we get back to work, we need to get back to work differently. Narrow your circle of friends that you interact with. Try to go shopping a little less. Try to group your shopping to maybe one time a week or two times a week instead of going out every day.
He says we may not be able to fully contain the virus until a vaccine is developed. He also says there's the possibility of more outbreaks or even epidemics in some cities and states. But he says in the long run,
that's what we need to be focused on right now, getting the tools in place to prevent that in the fall.
And Brad Keselowski has picked up his first win in the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series season, taking the checkered flag at the Coca-Cola 600 Charlotte Motor Speedway last night. He crossed the line ahead of Jimmy Johnson, whose car was later disqualified after failing post-race inspection. And it promoted Chase Elliott from third place to second. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick rounded out the top five. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am a pharmacist, Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up, and we also have a searchable, we have a search engine up at benfuchsarchive.com, benfuchsarchive.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Mother's Day specials at truthtreatments.com. All products formulated originally in my compounding pharmacy to heal the skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Check them out at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm excited to have our guest on. Nikki Snazell. She's been on before, author of The Four Keys to Health, a pain specialist, a physiotherapist who specializes in helping people deal with addictions and chronic pain. Alternative treatments for, she's got a lot of alternative treatments for chronic pain and uses dry needling, acupuncture. We'll talk to Nikki about some of the stuff that's going on in the UK in this coronavirus crazy time that we're living in. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Nikki Snazell. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing? It was craziness is a good word for it.
Isn't it? I mean, just, what do you think? What's your take on what's happening?
I think you and I have been around a long time. Well, more perhaps me than you. But, a little crazy, isn't it? I mean,
I tell people it's more of a mind virus than it is a physical virus.
It's a virus, and yes, it affects humans, but it doesn't, it's not like a vicious virus that kills everything it touches. And everyone's gone to meltdown. All the key businesses have been shut down, and no one knows what to do. People have stopped being nice. We have people, lovely people, that are dying from cancer because the operations have been stopped. We have wonderful people with anxiety and depression and grieving who are dying because they're told, you are a certain age, do not go out, you could die. It's interesting times, isn't it, Ben?
What does this all this stuff do to the immune system and our ability to take care of, to heal ourselves? It's like the exact opposite.
It's crucifying our immune system. I mean, I've been in practice for 30 years. My clinics have been shut down because they've been, you know, it's non-essential, apparently. And I'm on the phone all day long saying to my patients, hang in there, you're okay, you're safe. Because a lot of them, beyond chronic pain, suffer with anxiety and depression. And, you know, science has shown, you and I know, don't we, Ben, that when you're scared, your immune system crashes. So you are really feeding the fear to the white cell count that decides to just bail out, and then you're vulnerable.
Where does the lack of movement fit into this? The people stuck in the house, especially older people stuck in the house.
It's funny, isn't it? Because, I mean, you and I know that if we move and our muscles move and we do resistive exercises, we know the biochemistry shows us the immune system is boosted by exercise that protects us. So it's kind of a little...
It's crazy. Between the lack of sunshine, the lack of movement, wearing a mask, being in fear, we have come up with every single way that you could possibly suppress your immune system and put them all into one package called the medical protocol.
Very clever, isn't it? Because I think you and I, if we were like in the world of making money, we'd probably say, this is a magic vaccination that's going to cure you, and this is a lot of money, and take it now. But don't move, don't breathe, be scared.
Health,
don't eat properly, wear a mask, wear gloves,
But the vaccine will take care of you. The vaccine will take, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about what you're eating. Well, this is the thinking, though, but this is the mindset. It's not just those who are perpetrating this, and it's not the perps. It's not the people who are pushing this. It's the people accepting it. Do you know now people are going to want a vaccine? They're going to want a vaccine. They're going to say, please, vaccine. They're going to beg for it. The masses of people will be begging to be vaccinated.
Well, it's interesting because only this week I had some very special friends that shared some research from scientists and PhD doctors about vaccinations. Got to be careful having to be scientific and non-biased and very careful because it's a huge thing.
Yes.
And all my media things have been blocked. I'm not allowed to share it.
Is that right? What were you saying?
You and I are not free, are we? We're not.
No, not so free.
More in the UK.
What were you saying, just for curiosity, that they banned you?
Well, I was just sharing some information from some sites about vaccinations and the fact that, you know, some vaccinations are amazingly good and others, it's too much, too soon, too many vaccinations for little children especially, and it was causing a lot of problems, you know, a lot of issues, and it was just going through all these different things that people needed to, and it was just saying that really informed consent that people should go into the doctor and say, okay, could you tell me I have diabetes and blood pressure and this and that and the other, and I need to have vaccination, my immune system is at this level, what are your thoughts? And the doctors are not able to do that. They're supposed to just simply say, look, I have to vaccinate you, otherwise you're off my list. So I was just sharing that information, but it's all been blocked. I'm not allowed to. That's, so I don't know if that's different in the States.
Yeah, the UK is much more. It doesn't have, the UK doesn't have the same tradition of openness that we have in the United States. So they're moving slower there. But I was going to ask you about that. It seems like in the UK there's a lot more government intrusion into people's lives and control of things like the media and what people.
Very
can say.
Much so, yeah, and it's quite interesting at the moment because. Everybody's obeying, but I mean, everybody's terrified. I cycle. I love cycling. I've been cycling into my empty clinic because all my colleagues are on this furlough thing the government's insisted on. And people are terrified. They're screaming at me to cycle on the other side of the road. They're wearing masks. And some of these people are grossly obese. And I'm thinking, you really need to look at your own health rather than scream at me to walk up the other side of the road or cycle on the side of the road.
I saw a person last week. I was driving. I was cool to the left. And a person pulled his mask down to smoke a cigarette.
And that's the
kind of disconnect we have. I mean, it was comical. It was funny, ironic. But that's the kind of disconnect we have. And I was saying earlier in the program before you came on, I was saying, why don't we have people talking about making sure everybody has enough vitamin C or making sure everybody has enough, has clean air to breathe or making sure everybody has some of the basic needs of good food and quality and a place to go outside and enjoy quality air and sunshine. Why don't we make sure people are doing like the basic things? Why are we all jumping into the medical model? And by the way, how did we even jump into the fact that this was a virus? Did anybody ever ask that? How do we know it's not just air pollution or toxicity somewhere, some kind of toxicity in the air? Wuhan is one of the most toxic places on Earth. I don't know if anybody knows that. So it seems to me like we've jumped into strategies that are almost intentionally, I don't even know if it's, I don't want to even go there, but strategies that seem intentional.
You don't have to be careful about going there. Yeah. Always get shut down.
Yeah, I don't want to necessarily go into that, but it seems like we just jumped into strategies that don't serve us, that don't allow us to access.
They serve certain people.
They serve a certain agenda,
yeah. It's very disappointing for me at this stage in my career. I mean, I've presented internationally, I've worked in lots of different countries, and I've never been shut down.
Yeah.
Before, and this is fascinating for me because it's you think, gosh, I never realized how powerful. I knew pharmaceutical companies were powerful and food companies were powerful, but I never realized our own governments would do this. And you're right, nobody's talking about how to protect our own immune systems and what's really going on.
So when we come back, Nikki, when we come back from our break, I want to talk about things we can do to strengthen ourselves from the comfort of our homes, even if we're in lockdown. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're talking to Nikki Snazell. We'll be back right after this.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Nikki Snazell from the UK, pain specialist, alternative therapist, alternative pain therapist. Is that accurate? Are you an alternative pain therapist?
I think that's probably, okay. Yeah. So that means you're not pumping people full of drugs.
Right. Right. So you have a book, Four Keys to Health. Your book is Four Keys to Health, right?
I wrote a series of books, yeah, for my patients, about five, I think. Yeah.
Ah, I just have here Four Keys to Health. So tell us how you can use your strategies for somebody who's stuck at home, locked in at home. How can we use your strategies to deal with, number one, pain, physical pain, number two, to prevent physical pain, to keep ourselves healthy, and number three, how to deal with it emotionally. How can we use your Four Keys to Health or your philosophy?
Gosh, have we got a few hours, Ben?
Nah,
you know what you do,
yeah,
by the way, I've been listening to your show. It's incredible what you do. I wish you were in England doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
With my patients, I'm seen as a little strange, a little out there, because, yes, I've done traditional. I'm a biologist. I have a science degree. I have a physiotherapy degree. I have to do the medical, physical therapy stuff, and I do that. But I studied a lot of what is deemed as alternative, which is how do you look after what you eat and what you think and what you do. And my patients to date, I'm a dinosaur now. I've been doing this for 30 years. Touch wood, and I keep phoning them every day because I'm not allowed to see them or touch them with the lockdown. None of my 14,000 patients are ill yet, so I'm excited. And they're not super healthy. A lot of them are older, but they follow a lot of healthy lifestyle things that you and I do. So if we start, I mean, I wrote a simple book, Four Keys to Health, looking at, like the shamans did, our lifestyle stresses and what we eat and what we think and what we do. So I have a questionnaire. So whatever we have to treat within our practice, and we used to have a team of orthopedic surgeons, which we no longer need, and we used to have doctors, now we just have physical therapists, and we go through those healthy lifestyle issues as well as the problem they come in with. And if we have a traffic lights approach, you know, red is like, you're not doing the right things. Amber's like, well, okay. And green is like, yeah, brilliant. now you have a problem, you've broken your bone, or you need surgery, you've got cancer, you have the best chance of surviving. So we go through these questionnaires, and there's all sorts of little things that you and I and all your audience can do to help your immune system stay safe. So we can start anywhere we want to. So if we think about lifestyle, you live in a beautiful place. I've been in October, Colorado, and it's gorgeous, and it's a wonderful lifestyle. And where we live, the environment we live in, has a huge impact on our health. If we're not able to live somewhere very special, we must at least try to park up the car and move and walk. Mm. Because you and I are like 50 trillion cells. We are a whole colony of bugs. We are bacteria and viruses and human cells. And this colony loves movement, mm-hmm. and it loves sunlight, and it loves mm-hmm. certain foods, and it loves certain things to exist. So if we start to lock ourselves down into this modern society of cities where people can't get out of their apartment, they can't move, they can't walk, they can't function, they can't have access to sunlight, then things like viruses can take hold, because we're all part of this planet, we're all part of this evolutionary, you know, existence, where if we can't step up and exist healthily, then other things will just take us. And if we start, perhaps, I don't know if you want to start, Ben, but if we start perhaps with eating, with our, what we eat, our gut makes has a lot of bacteria that's about 3.5 billion years old. It's really old compared to you and I. Our primitive brains are 2 million years old. Our primitive human systems, but bacteria are wise. They've been here 3.5 billion years ago. So they sit in our gut, and they send little text to a little bacteria that's migrating to our cells that says, when we eat absolute rubbish, we're going to just tell you to eat more rubbish. So if we eat a load of sugar and a load of unhealthy stuff, viruses and cancer have a lovely open gate. It's a bit like someone going in to break open the bank, you know, and you leave the doors open, you unlock the gates, and you give the combination to the robbers. That's what you're doing when you eat a lot of rubbish. And the marketing companies as such, and the little corner shops sell rubbish, unfortunately. And if we eat a lot of that, then viruses can more easily, at the moment with this, it's going to pass quite soon, but this coronavirus is messing with our life, and it's more likely to take those out that are eating a lot of rubbish and a little overweight, because mm-hmm. our immune system, our gut leaks, and our soldiers, our immune system, are not so aware of the virus. They're too busy trying to deal with that. So mm-hmm. just eating a little healthy for you and I and your audience makes a huge difference, and that's important. And just like, you know, simple stuff like just preparing a few veggies, just preparing a little mm-hmm. bit of, if you imagine what we would eat years ago before we had shops, you know, going outside and growing a few vegetables, growing something that's natural and healthy, avoiding too much sugar, that makes a huge difference. So what we eat is important, and we can do that without spending a huge amount of money. And it's difficult, because I know, because I've done now, I don't know, about 30 interviews recently in America, where I understand where places where people don't have much money, they're unfortunately close to places that sell them very cheap food that's not good for them. And that's not anybody's fault, and that makes me very sad. But if there's any way that we can send a message out to choose more healthy food, then that's brilliant. The next thing really is our activity, our muscles. When you and I exercise our muscles, the muscle fibers really respond to resistive exercise, and they change the biochemistry. They make wonderful products that boost our immune system, that fire up our white cell count, that say, do you know what? If a virus enters our body, we're going to fight it off. So longevity, all these longevity research things they've done have shown that people didn't go to gyms and things. They simply made bread with their hands. They washed the floor with their hands. They walked up mountains to see to their goats and their sheep. They kept moving, and their immune system went, oh my goodness, this is wonderful. So we just need to change the amount that we move, and that make a big difference. Just like children stop. You know, they move, don't they? Mm-hmm. You and I, when we're in school, we're told to sit still and behave and don't be rude. And when I sit in front of my patients, if I start moving around, they think I'm being disrespectful. And we're told to sit still and concentrate uh-huh. instead of the uh-huh. computer. Uh-huh. And that kills our immune system. So movement is really important. These little things that don't cost anything. And if we look at if our mindset, we're all scared. It's all freaky. You know, I cycle a lot and I go down the roads and people have got masks on and they scream at me to cycle away from them, you know. And that's crazy.
Right. That is crazy. And, you know, what you said about the simple things, I always found that very ironic in the sense that the simple things are easy. They're the simple things. We can all do them. But because they're so simple, they sound silly. They don't sound sophisticated. You know what I'm saying? People think that it can't
be true.
That just eating, just changing the way you eat can have an impact on your cancer or on your immune system. Just eating correctly or eating less food or breathing. Before, we got about a minute here, but I want you to talk about meditation real quick because I know you're big on that.
I love it. And I think, I mean, especially you're in Colorado, but in California, there's a university there that does a lot of work on heart math that looks at the heart coherence and the brain waves and immunity. And they show that if you start to actually slowly breathe deeply and think about something that really gives you a lot of gratitude and good feelings through your heart, that you constantly do that, it changes your ability to actually switch on the immune system. So if you and I had a saliva kind of test at the moment, we're doing that, it changes immunoglobulin. And Dalai Lama and all the Buddhist people did a lot of work with functional MRI scanning to prove that if we use meditation, we change our immune system. And that's you and I. We don't have to pay anybody to do that. We can do that every day.
That's so powerful.
Free.
You know, I just want to say real quick, you know, the thymus gland is a major immune gland. And in esoterically, the heart chakra is the thymus gland. So there's an intimate connection between the heart, love. It seems kind of silly and airy-fairy, but there's an intimate physiologic connection between the thymus and the heart. And that's where the immune system is. Nikki, you're awesome. You're doing great work. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being on. How do people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
Right, well, my name is weird, Snazel, so people find me Nikki Snazel. And the website I have now in the UK, painreliefclinic.co.uk, they can find me for free advice. That's what I do. They're welcome, or through Dave Purdy, who currently is my agent in the UK, in the USA, get the right country. So, yes, if I can help anyway, just let me know, and I'll send stuff out. That's what I'm about.
And you have a Facebook page. You have a great Facebook page, too. Because I check it. I know you're got a lot of good information up there. Thank you so much. Hey, Nikki, thank you so much. We'll have you on again real soon. Appreciate you. Be well and stay strong and healthy. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Nikki.
And you too. Well done, Ben.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, take care. That's Nikki Snazel, painreliefclinic.co.uk. And she gets it. She's one of the few out there, there's a lot of them, but she gets it. All right, thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.